And here's the number one question everybody wants to know, right? What do you need? If you knew what someone needed every single time they opened their mouth, how much easier would it be? Every single time. Well, there's this field of psychology called human needs psychology. Human needs psychology. And in it, they have been studying and dialing down what they believe is the driving force behind all humanity. And they've got it down to 6 human needs. I share this with you because it works like crazy. And it's really, really awesome and simple to use. Okay? 6 human needs. Number 1, certainty. The need for certainty. All of us need certainty at some level. We need stability. We need to know that things aren't going to move. We need to know that, right? We can avoid pain, have some comfort, certainty. But then, you know, our Creator did something funny to us and wired in some variety too. So just as much as we need certainty, we need what? Variety, uncertainty, right? The need for things to be spontaneous and different and challenging, right? How about this one? Significance. The need for significance. That means we all want to feel important. We all want to feel special. At some level, we all want this. Are you with me? 4, connection. Some people would call this love. I won't. Because connection is the bonds we share between other human beings. The problem with connection is we strive for love, we hope for love, but the reality is we'll take what we can get. Right? We'll trade some stuff, right? Next one, growth. We all have a need to grow consistently, emotionally, intellectually, right? Spiritually, we need to grow. If we're not growing, we're what? Dying. And the last one, contribution, the need for contribution, the need to go beyond ourselves. That need, right? We have it. When we wake up and they say, I'm not fulfilled. You ever heard that? I don't feel like I'm doing what I'm supposed to do with my life. You have a high need for what? Contribution right now. You need to contribute to the world around you. Words alone, not so easy, so I'll give you some more tools. All right? Certainty is the confidence that we can be comfortable and have pleasure and avoid pain. Certainty. Certainty most closely resembles what element on the wall? Earth. Variety. It's the uncertainty and the challenges that exercise our emotional and physical range. Wind. Significance. The need to feel special, important, needed, and wanted. Fire. Connection. The bond we share with others. Water. Isn't that interesting? So if I never went any further than those first 4, I would never go beyond the needs of basic personalities. So it's easy to stay in my side of the world and be, I want to be significant. I want more variety, honey. I want more variety, right? I just want to be with you. I just want to connect. I just want to talk, right? Or would you please stop spending all that money? We can't keep spending this money. But honey, we have $100 in the savings account. I don't care. We're not going to the movies tonight. What's that high need displaying? Need for what? Certainty. Right? But here's the deal. Down here, these don't fit into personality categories because this is how we've been wired to strive. If we really want to love anybody, real love is an action, right? Verb. So love grows and love contributes. Love grows and love contributes. Love doesn't exist down at the level of basic wiring. Love is effort. Yes or no? Somebody who wrote the book on love once, whose cross is in the corner, sacrificed his whole life for that concept. You think that was fun? Huh? No. The guy sweat blood over it. Literally sweat blood. That's crazy. That's because he had to go beyond what was going on up here and get down into this area. Yes? Here's the thing. We're all driven by two or so primary needs in any given moment. What are the two you most closely feel are the ones that you're drawn to right now? Write them down real quickly. What are the two needs out of the six that you feel are your greatest needs? Like right now, in this moment, not like over your lifetime, just right now. Right now, I really need connection. I could really use that. I'm missing that at work, or I'm missing that at home. I could really use that. No, right now, I'm not contributing. I really need more of that. Or, right? Now, this isn't just what you need. This is also how you're driven, right? I naturally am driven toward significance. I want to be impotent, right? But I've had to learn how to temper that. Because it's not necessary that I'm important. What's necessary is that I'm important because I'm who I am in the lives of others. So I've learned how to rewire my need for significance by aiming at what? Contribution. I went through a period of time after I got fired. Can you imagine that? Where I spent literally 18 months before my daughter was born reading in my basement and watching training videos. That's all he did. I was free to not work for my lovely wife. And she said, "What do you want to do?" And I said, "I need to grow. I need to grow beyond this thing. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to grow beyond it." And she said, "Well, do what you got to do." And that's what I did. Isn't that interesting? I just felt it. I didn't know this then. I just felt it, that need to grow. How many of you guys have two written down, or you got two in your head? Okay. Now, here's the thing. These are needs, guys. These are needs. Basic level needs. Those first four are going to get met no matter what. No matter what. That means that at any given moment, we are doing something either constructive to meet those needs, or we're doing something destructive to meet those needs. We're going to call those vehicles. Here's where a lot of our problems are existing. We're mad about the vehicles we chose, but we don't understand the needs behind it, right? We don't understand the needs behind it. Ladies, thank you. I'm recording, so I will send it to you, okay? Thank you. We don't understand the needs behind the vehicles. So, somebody puts themselves in debt by shopping. Anybody ever seen this? Witnesses? Friends? Family? Yourself? What's the shopping do? Variety, right? Because I'm getting something new, different. Changing it up. What else does the shopping do? If it puts me in debt, it puts me under a what? Yeah, so I picked a vehicle. I picked a vehicle, and that vehicle met what need at a very high level for me? Variety. That means I'm probably a wind, right? And that means I need to be more conscious of myself, because I can pick better vehicles than that, and I can begin to aim myself down here into growing and contributing, and then I'm going to get all my needs met. Because it feels really good when you give somebody something that they need. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel important, right? It's different. It feels like different variety, right? It gives you certainty that you are something in the world, that you can do something, right? And it gives you connection, obviously, because you're really loving somebody then, right? You see how this works. What is another vehicle that masquerades itself in the needs categories, right? I gave you one. It looks subtle. What's another vehicle you can think of? Who's dealing with an issue right now? Literally, right now. Who's ready to go for me? I'm ready for you. Who's got an issue right now that if they walked out tonight and it was solved, they'd be really, really happy? Anybody? Yeah, anybody? Yeah, a real person. Real people. You got one?
Yes.
Okay.
I do emotional outbursts, like,
emotional what?
Emotional spikes, like emotional outbursts.
Right?
Yep.
Okay. Emotional outbursts. And give me a context.
Usually it's with him at home.
Okay. You need a reaction. Oh, so now we're getting it. Are you hearing this? I need a reaction. What do you need a reaction for? Who? You need him to give you the reaction.
Yes.
What reaction are you wanting?
Input.
Huh?
Input.
You want input.
Yes.
Right? Connection. Are you hearing that?
Nope.
Good. See, Katie's getting a PhD in this thing. All right? So she wants connection, but the vehicle she picks is what? An outburst. An emotional outburst. What kind of emotion, by the way? We need to qualify.
Anger.
And how does it manifest itself? Just yelling, standing, screaming, or is it more like a shout and then leave the room?
Yes.
The second?
All of the above.
All of the above.
All of the above is true.
So all of the above. So you'll stand there for a second waiting for him to give you what you want.
I got it.
Right?
I'm waiting.
Waiting, wait. And then when you don't get it, you're like, I'm out. Okay. Okay, so what need do you think you're trying to meet?
Well, what I said to you when you were saying, show you connection.
I got you. So you're missing the connection. You really want the connection.
Right.
All right. At that level, you're straddling the wind and the water, right? I know this about you because she's taken the test with me before. Okay?
I'm like,
you're right there.
Way.
Yeah. Okay. Randy, though, he's what?
Earth.
And Earth's greatest need, without even looking at the board, is what? So he wants stability. But here's the problem. In a relationship, we have a choice to make in every conversation. I want you guys to see this in their relationship. Thank you for offering yourselves up, by the way. In their conversations, what's going on? Go back to a little bit before we got here, and we talked about getting over ourselves, right? Making sure that people are people, not objects, right? And the number one thing when we got to the needs was, these all have to be met, but how we meet them is up to us. So if I'm in a conversation with, right, I'm watching you guys, I'm observing, right? His number one need is what?
Certainty.
Certainty. So if his number one need is certainty and he's asking her to fill it, did you catch the nuance? He's asking her to fill his number one need, which is certainty, and she wants what? And she's picked a vehicle of uncertainty. Can you guys see how the crazy cycle is about to ensue? Right? Now, how many of us get locked into this? Where we ask the people around us to meet our needs. Do you remember the definition of maturity? What was it?
Manipulating yourself
so that other people's needs can be filled. Right? That means in this moment, Randy has a choice to make. Right? Because there's another thing going on between them that we can't talk about at gritty great length until I have some sort of a 4-day retreat, okay? Which is the dance of male and female energy. The dance. See, what she really wants is for you to be a man. Don't close your eyes at me. What she really wants is for you to be a man. What she's really doing is she's testing the hell out of you. Right? Are you going to be there for me, dude? Even when I get this crazy? How about this crazy? How about this crazy? Oh, forget it. Anybody ever had one of those? But see, our culture doesn't raise men. We raise a bunch of boys. I was one. And then we all have to find our way. Some of us do, most of us don't. 80-20. Right? May not even be that high. I mean, Frank. But it's the woman's job in this relationship, in the marriage relationship, to test. She's doing it unconsciously. She just wants to get the best out of you, man. She just wants the most. So in that moment, you have a choice to make. You can stand up and say, I got this. Right? You can get intense because you got a core of fire. You can get intense. You can put those feet down and you can say, enough. Give her the eye contact. Right?
And how long does that work when it happens? He can shut me down.
Right. Oh, no, did you guys hear that? Because that's what she really wants. What she really wants is to connect with the man in you. Right? She loves her boy, but she needs her, what, ladies?
Man.
Man. Right? It's a difference, isn't there? It's a different energy. If I'm playing and we're having fun, then I'm being a boy, right? But when, you know, all of a sudden some stuff goes down and you need the man, and then he's like, I don't know what to do. Doesn't go so well. See, we have a dance. So now we got energy dance. We got needs dancing. What's the number one thing you can do if you were in a situation like this? Randy, what can you do to stop the pattern of going in a circle while you guys are both trying to get each other to meet your needs? What can you do? You know. What can you do? What can you choose? You don't know? Somebody help him out. What can he choose? Instead of standing, listening, steaming, right? And then watching it walk away and then go, what do you do afterwards, by the way? If she goes to the other room, what's your next move? You follow her down the hallway to the door. Did she close the door?
Sometimes.
Do you open the door?
Oh, yeah.
Do you? Okay, and what do you say next?
Whatever the issue is, we sit down and actually talk about it.
Because you want to talk about the issue still, but the issue isn't the issue. The issue is that, right? So you can make a conscious decision to go, she needs. What'd you say, Mark? She needs a hug, man. There you go. So you could break the pattern by doing something physical, right? I don't have to do it with my words.
Sometimes just
making her laugh. I could make her laugh, right? Then we could have a nice conversation if I ask us open-ended questions, right? But the point is, you don't have to stay trapped here. You have choices. You can make this choice. You can see what she needs and you can provide it for her. And then you can call her up to a higher level because what you just did was that. Did you guys see that? And now I'm calling forth the fulfillment of who you really are by contributing to you. By saying, no, wait a minute, wait. Let's not get into this game. What can I do to contribute to you right now? That's what's going on in my head. When I'm looking at everybody, and particularly when I'm in a really tight conversation and I have to know, like, no. Whatever move gets made next could mean like a relationship ending or continuing. You guys ever had those moments? And in that moment, you have a choice to make, don't you? Like I said, relationships don't break up because of a lack of love. They break up because of what? A lack of skill, and this is deep skill. This is ninja stuff. If I know how to connect, right? Lisa and I have decided, I'm going to move forward past my this here because we didn't want to waste time on that. And I'm going to tell you that when I know what someone needs, I can make sure our relationship what? Succeeds. When I know what someone needs, I can make sure the relationship succeeds. I have power over that. Because power is just ability. It's I'm flexing a muscle. I'm using a muscle. I'm developing a muscle. Right? This needs thing. It's new to you right now. But if you start to use it, it'll become really easy. It'll be like a muscle. You got to develop it. When's the last conversation you had that you just, forget the last conversation. What's the one that you have over and over again with somebody? What's that conversation like? Huh? Right. And how does that go?
You choose.
You choose. You right. Exactly. Right. But depending on what personality you're like, right? But you know, I have that same thing with Lisa on date nights. You know, hey, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? I don't know. Where do you want to go? Can't you just make a decision? Right? What's going on? Oh, what's going on with our needs when that conversation is happening?
I'm not going to answer that because I can't tell.
You can't tell?
I can figure that one out. I would have this leg and I wouldn't have to be here.
Well, you're here so you can figure it out, man. You're going to be like a ninja at it. All right, here we go. Let me give it some more expression for you because right now it's just words on a slide. Let's move it in. The top four needs are about the self. They're the needs of the self. That ego, if you will, because that was the real psychological terminology for it, right? The self, the needs of the self. They're going to get met, all costs, no matter what. Going to get met. How you get them met is up to you, but we're making unconscious choices all the time, right? We're making unconscious decisions about doing this all the time. And we're filling our needs with vehicles all the time. Think about that. There are vehicles we're picking all the time. These two, they picked vehicles. And what were the vehicles? Grab them quickly. Think about it. What were the vehicles that they picked to fill their needs? They decided... Right, she picked the blow up, right? And he picked what? To talk...
Analysis.
Yeah, the paralysis of analysis, right? Yeah, we're all familiar with that, right? So he picked analysis because he's trying to stay, he's staying in home zone. And she picked the big blow up, the tornado, because she's in home zone, right? So if we can get out of our comfort zone and get into another place where we're contributing to someone else, then we're in the spirit zone. These are the needs of the spirit. Does that make sense to you guys? This is the part that calls you to be something bigger than you are. That calls you to be who you really are, right? A butterfly doesn't become a butterfly through effort. It's hardwired, right? You're hardwired for something much bigger than and much greater than you've been living. But we've been in a culture that doesn't support your growth. And it's told you that you shouldn't even really bother growing or contributing because who really cares about that? Get your needs met, dude. Right? If it feels good,
do it.
So, the needs of the self are about feelings. They're about getting the right feelings, getting the right vibe. Right? And the needs of the spirit are about fulfillment. What does fulfillment mean to you? When I say that word, fulfillment. Whole. What else? What does it mean to be fulfilled? Satisfied. Great choice of word, right? Satisfied. There was a guy named Jeff Buckley. You guys know Jeff? Who wrote a song called Satisfied Mind. It's about dying and being satisfied with yourself. Right? Were you satisfied with what you achieved? Were you satisfied with who you became? If you aren't, then shift to the needs of the spirit. That's your choice. Your choice is, in any situation, I can grow from this. I can learn from this. I can grow from this. I can give to you what you need. I can do that. I'm tired, but I can still do it. Right? I'm exhausted, but I can still do it. I know what you need, and I'm going to give it to you. That's the needs of the spirit. I'm going to contribute beyond myself. I am not going to wake up every morning thinking about myself. I'm going to wake up thinking about how I can contribute to the lives of others. Automatically, these needs get filled. Yes or no? Because how good does it feel to contribute? It's really good, right? How good does it feel when you're growing? Like, I conquered that. I overcame that. I did that. Right? Doesn't that feel good? So we're meeting all of our needs if we go to the needs of the Spirit. Now, I want to juxtapose this over the stages of the butterfly. Because it makes it easier to remember for you. Alright? Stages of the butterfly are very simple. You guys know them because we learned them in grade school, right? First one is what? The caterpillar. The caterpillar comes out of an egg and he does what? He eats. He eats his way through life. Eat, eat, eat. He eats for 2 weeks straight. He becomes 2,000 times the size that he was when he was hatched. Did you guys know that? 2,000 times the size. Just eats his way through milkweed. Eats. Did you guys ever get the very hungry caterpillar for the kids, right? Yeah. Eat. Eats his way through life. Remember this, if you remember nothing else. Because we've been talking about doing what? Maturing, fulfilling, growing, changing ourselves in order to meet the needs of others. That's the only way relationships work. One, scientifically proven, 1%, 1% of caterpillars ever become butterflies. Did you guys know that? 1%. The environment takes them out. The farm equipment takes them out. Right? They get eaten by insects. Or they get eaten by birds. One percent ever make it to the growth phase. 1% ever make it to the growth phase. We call it the what? The chrysalis, right? What happens in the chrysalis? A process we call what? Metamorphosis, right? The transformation from the caterpillar to the butterfly happens in that chrysalis. It completely changes form, but the DNA was there the whole time, right? He was coded for this the whole time. Fabulous stuff, right? 1%! I can't get away from it. 1%! There's some guy ringing in my ear right now that said something like, narrow is the path, and few find it. You guys remember that guy? Last phase is who? An adult, a real adult. How rare is a real adult in our culture? A real mature adult, a real adult, right? It's really rare, isn't it? The other day I was at the roadhouse with my mom, taking her out for, because she's my mom and she's a wind and she needs connection and she needs variety. She needs to go to a restaurant. Are you with me? So I took her up. And we were at the restaurant, and we were right next to a table that was full of like 12 people. And there was a kid standing on the end of the table just saying hi. And it was all adults, by the way. All 30 and 40-somethings. And we're at this other booth right at the end of their table. And they started throwing fries at the teenager. The adults started throwing fries at the teenager. So he could catch them in his mouth. And they could all be entertained. Forget who's behind him or who, you know, who they might hit if he misses a fry, which happened 4 times before I finally said, is it too much to ask you adults to act like adults? To which the dad says to the teenager, not to me, see, you should have caught it. True story. Because he's focused on what? Himself. What did his kid learn in that situation? It's my fault. And if I ever get in a situation like that, I'm going to do what? Blame. There you go. Great quote from Richard Bach. What the caterpillar calls the end of the world, the master calls a butterfly. Good quote, right? 1%. Are you going to be the 1%? Who? What?
Yes.
1%. I'm going to make this even easier for you. The caterpillar is the consumer. A consumer does what? 2 things on top. Takes and trades. So that means your whole life is consumption. That means you are taking from the people around you. Have you ever had a person in your life that you would call the black hole of emotional energy?
Oh my God.
Right? And when they leave the room, you're like, oh, geez, I don't think I have any more left. Right? Because all they were doing was just taking. And then there's this other level that we go to. That's the lowest level, taking. And then the next level we go to is trading. Right? On the street, we call them whores. But in real life, we call it trading. Giving and taking. Oh, love is about give and take, Jeremy. Is it? Because it seems like you're giving a lot of sex. Right? And you're trading a lot of connection for it. How many women have seen their girlfriends go through that cycle? Right? You'll trade. Well, I'll trade him that, because that's what he wants, for what I want. I'm not crazy, am I? You guys are all really silent right now. Right? We trade, right? On other levels, we trade all the time. Couples that are in dire trouble are usually trading, and now somebody wants out of the game. Right? They've come to someone, sometimes it's me, sometimes it's not, because they know I'm going to say, hey, own it and do something about it. And they want to go to a counselor and just sit there all day, right? Talk about their problem. But a trading relationship, it makes you feel like what? Used, thrown away, right? It's no fun. So a consumer takes and trades, and remember, 1% make it to the next level. Right? Cultivator. Cultivator gives and grows. What I mean by give is sow. Right? Sowing out of your abundance. Sowing something that you already have to meet someone else's need. This is not sacrificial. Right? This is, I had 10 bucks in my pocket. The wino wants 10 bucks. I got 10 bucks. I don't ask them any questions. I don't judge them. Right? Because, hey, it could be me on the street, yeah? And I grow, and I grow, and I grow. The thing with growth is, where is it happening? In concealment, right? So a lot of people end up like, have you ever had somebody in your life just disappear? I mean, literally disappear. And you wondered, what's going on? And then you saw them a few years later, and everything had changed, and they were a completely different person. Right? How rare is that, first of all? Very rare. But what happened? They went to the cocoon, right? They went to the chrysalis. They were like, hey, I gotta change something, and I gotta start right now, and I gotta kind of just give me a little time, right? I gotta work this out. You guys ever had that point in your life? Okay. That can be happening while you're still interacting, and you can be giving out of the abundance of what you're learning. But you're still relatively concealed. Your effort is not in contribution. Your effort is in growth. Right? On to the next phase, the contributor. The adult butterfly isn't contributing to the earth anything until it's an adult. Or the butterfly in general is not contributing anything to the earth until it's an adult. It's feeding off the milkweed. It balls up in a sack. Sustains itself. But it's not until it becomes a butterfly that it does anything for the earth. What does a butterfly provide? Pollination. So now it's actually serving a purpose beyond itself, right? Because it lands on flowers for nectar, and it has pollen attached to its legs, and then it goes and it pollinates the flowers, and we get beauty. And we get beauty like twofold, right? Because butterflies are really beautiful. But a butterfly female, for instance, dies after it what? After what? After it lays its eggs, right? After it lays its eggs, after it contributes to the next generation, it passes on. But that has nothing to do with humans, right? A contributor serves others and sacrifices for others. See, what kids really want from their parents is a real adult who sacrifices their needs every moment for theirs. And when you don't, they know it. They absolutely know. And you do too, because you felt the shift. And there's nothing weirder and more dysfunctional in life than a bunch of parents trying to get their needs met from their kids. Right? It can manifest itself in emotional ways, and we call it dysfunctional. But when it manifests itself in physical ways, we call it incest. Right? Abuse. But the reality of it is, the seed of it was when I'm here trying to get my needs met from these little ones who just need me to sacrifice for them and serve them. Are you with me? Serving and sacrificing is really the goal. That's the target. How we get there, though, remember, how many butterflies ever become butterflies? One. Just 1%. So let me summarize this whole thing on a slide for you. The caterpillar is the consumer. Its type is the consumer. It takes and it trades. Its basic needs and priorities are certainty, variety, significance, and connection. Its focus is on feelings. I want good vibes, good feelings. And when I can't get that feeling, I'm going to do something to make sure I get that feeling. Right? Over here, when I can't get my needs met from other people, when they just won't do what I want them to do, I'm going to change my biochemistry. How am I going to do that? Drugs? How about even way lesser than that? I'm going to eat. Because it's going to change my, right? That sugar high, that caffeine, the bread. What's it going to do? It's going to change my blood, right? It's going to change my sugar level. It's going to change my state, right? It's going to make me feel good for a second. I'm going to burn it off, and then I'm going to be right back where I was. And then I got to figure out some other way to change my state, because the only way out is up, right? The only way out is to grow past it and to start contributing to life around me. Otherwise, I'm going to continue to find ways and vehicles that are going to meet the needs of myself. What are some more ways? What are some more biochemical vehicles we pick? We pick drugs, right? Any drug, right? But sugar's a drug, right? Caffeine, nicotine, heroin, cocaine, they're all the same. Marijuana, it doesn't matter. I've done a few. And it doesn't matter. They're all the same. The result is the same, right? It gets you high for a second. And then you're back to being miserable. All because you won't make that one decision to do what? Grow up. Grow up. I'm glad you guys are getting that message. That's good. One decision, grow up. So, biochemically, we can also change our biochemistry by doing other things, like what? Sex. There you go. What else? Exercise. There you go. I can get addicted to exercise, right? Here's the thing about addiction. Addiction is anything that meets any of these needs at a 9, 10, or above, and 3 or more of the needs. Let me break it out for you. I can be addicted to food, making me feel good, because I have certainty that it's going to work every time. I get variety because I can put different stuff in my mouth anytime I want. I get connection because I'm connected to, you know, all the people on The Biggest Loser that are on television, right? And I get significance because now I have a problem that's so important that I wear it. That's wicked, isn't it? Yeah. I did it for years. Still struggling to get the weight off. It's very interesting. Addiction is what happens at this level. But addiction is broken when we make that quality decision to grow up. To become a cultivator, to grow up, get in that cocoon, grow up. And that means you're going to have to scrub yourself. You're going to have to turn into liquid. Did you know that's what a caterpillar does? It turns into liquid inside that chrysalis. It liquefies so it can become reformed into the butterfly. Isn't that interesting? That means you got to really get down deep and say, no, no. And some of it's not fun. Most of it isn't. Because what we've been doing here with growth comes pain. You guys ever remember growing pains when you were growing up? No, no, that show too. Like my son, you know, he wakes up in the middle of the night. He's 6 years old. Wakes up in the middle of the night with his knees hurting, right? What's the matter? What's the matter, Jonathan? What's the matter? Oh, my knees, Dad. My knees, right? And the only cure is like some kind of a funny rub and then a, you know, like an ice pack. And then I'm good. Right? There's pain in growth. But you've been avoiding the process of the pain to grow up. Would you agree, yes or no?
Yep.
That's what we're all doing when we're avoiding it. It's just the pain of it. We don't know what it's going to feel like, so there's the pain of the unknown. There's the pain of the process itself. Like, this is going to be painful. I hate exercising, and I really love sugar. This is going to be painful. Right? And then there's the pain of loss. If I lose food, what am I going to do? But what am I going to replace it with? Isn't this what happens when we get people off of one thing and onto another? You know how stupid it is? Okay, the whole system of addiction is so stupid. I've watched several people try to go through rehab. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life. They're using drugs to get you off of drugs. Does anybody else see a problem with this? And then when they're done, they give you psychotropic drugs. So you can deal with the, quote, issue of depression or anxiety or whatever that is. But what if depression and anxiety was the vehicle you picked to meet your needs? What does depression do? It makes you what? Important. Very important. So important that I can't even get out of bed, man. I'm just so depressed. Even the language of depression carries with it weight of significance, does it not? Because now when we say it in our culture, it's like, oh man, Jeremy's depressed. Walk on eggshells around him, dude. You don't know what those guys do, right? He's got anxiety problems. We should just leave him alone, right? I hope you guys are seeing how deep this goes. I can't go as deep as I need to go for you this time, but I promise you, I'm going to have some stuff coming out that's going to go much deeper for you, okay? Can we agree?
Yes.
Okay. Growth and contribution are the goal. That's the bottom line. The cultivator gives and grows. The contributor serves and sacrifices, and that's where you are headed, my friends. Because tonight, I made you aware of a reality that you didn't know before you came in here. To grow up into the 1% of real maturity in this world is that your decision tonight to grow past yourself, make it not about you ever, and get up every day to grow, to learn, to move forward, to overcome, no matter what it is, no matter how crazy it is, no matter how painful the process is, to get up and just do it. Nike was right about that. Right? Just do it. No matter how painful it is. Because the reality of it is, all of us right now have people in our heads that we're thinking about that have missed out on our greatness. Who in your life has missed out on your greatness up until this point? Our kids, our whole generation, right? There's somebody in your life, though. Who's missing out on your greatness? You're not serving anybody by playing small, guys. You're not serving anybody by not becoming that butterfly. A lot of us make excuses about caterpillardom by saying things like, well, if I become anything beyond this, then nobody's going to like me anymore because I'm not going to be like them anymore. Guess what? When you start flying, that stuff on the ground is just no good anymore. I can come down and visit. Hey, how's it going? Come on. Right? I'll come down and inspire them. Tell them to go grow up. Right? Do it before you get eaten. Do it before the farm equipment comes by. Right? Are you with me? Here's the proverb, the one big takeaway for you tonight. When I focus on fulfillment, my love becomes more brilliant. Say it with me. When I focus on fulfillment, my love becomes more brilliant. My friends, that is exactly what it's about. Remarkable is brilliant, and that's who you guys all are. If you're with me, say I.
I.
Who's ready to make the decision? I hope you are, because 1% is all it's going to make it. And all it takes is one decision, and then a lot of work. I'm here to help you go through the work, but I can't help you make a decision. I can just lead you to it. All right? When you grow up, you can become like somebody like Mother Teresa, who grew so far beyond herself that she like literally walked out of all the land that she knew, went to a place that no one wanted to go to, India. No one. Set up shop and said, these people need help, and they need me, and I'm here. I'm going to do it. And she said, she left us little pearls of wisdom before she passed, like this one. Let no one ever come to you without leaving better and happier. Let no one ever come to you without leaving your presence better and happier. Who wants that? Be the living expression of God's kindness. The living expression of kindness. And what we learned tonight was, there's a science to kindness, right? It's needs. It's elements. It's skills. It's tools. And when they're in your hands and you're using them appropriately, everyone walks away from you feeling what? Better and happier. How many of you would like to have that? Yes? That's why you came here.
Yep.
All right. Stand up with me. We're going to round this up. You guys, I am humbled, honored, and very appreciative that you came out for my pilot workshop on relationships. You guys have no idea how much it blesses me and makes me feel so great that anybody listened and anybody even came. Only a couple people in this room even know how big that really is, and my wife's gone out of the room, but these two know. They've been with me for years. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Truly. Thank you so much for coming and being a part and deciding to do something different, because that's really what it takes, is a bunch of people like us deciding to do something different. That what's going on in our lives isn't working, and what's going on in our family's lives isn't working, and what we've been given probably isn't working. So we went and we found something else. We went to look for something else. And the fact that you guys are seeking, I applaud tonight. Okay? Seekers in the house. I appreciate every single one of you, and I thank you for your heart of willingness to come and be fulfilled. This is a life of fulfillment that we're heading towards. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
All right. Now I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. In through the nose. Out through the mouth. And I want you to picture those people in your life right now that need you to serve them, that need you to sacrifice for them, that need you to contribute to their lives on a big level. Maybe you're a parent and you have limited time with your child. And you have to make an impact in a shorter amount of time than other parents do. Maybe you're a teacher and you have kids nipping at your heels all day and you get a little tired of all that and you objectify them sometimes. But you know they need you. Maybe you're a husband, maybe you're a wife that knows that your spouse and you are creating a magnificent gym. That takes heat, and that takes pressure, and that takes time. But it also takes you playing big and not reserving yourself and not waiting for something else. But it's you. The change is in you. It starts right now. Keep your eyes closed, and I want to read you a passage, and I want you to think about what it means for your life. And then we're going to launch. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world, friends. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We're all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that's within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. How many of you want to be liberated tonight? Yes? Yes. Okay, get excited about it. Who are those people in your head right now? Who are those people in your head that you can picture, that you can see smiling? Because you are giving them what they need. And how powerful do you feel? How wonderful do you feel? How fulfilled do you feel? Because you rose up to the challenge and you decided to shine like a child of God does. Clap with me. Yeah! Let's keep this song on. Let's do it.